WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees table the issue of a new campus location in Bryan or College Station. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says, due to the importance of the issue, the board would like to consider giving this matter careful consideration. A special meeting will be announced later this month to continue discussion. Michael Schaefer, a College Station resident who's worked for Blinn for 21 years, questioned the long-term prospect for locating in the former Westinghouse building across from Central Park.
The proposed College Station campus is a band-aid fix at best. Is it fair for these neighborhoods on the east side that bought their homes say they would not be close to college students? Is it fair to them? Being from Brenham, I doubt that many folks would say that Brenham is your typical college town, as Bryan and College Station is. Would any of y'all like to have that campus in your backyard?
13 people from College Station, Bryan, and Brenham spoke for close to an hour during the public comment portion of Tuesday night's meeting. Stealing from rich people because they would never miss it was the explanation given by a Bryan woman to taking $3,400 of jewelry from a College Station home last September. According to the arrest report, 21-year-old Allison Marquez Guthrie was caught by the homeowner and confessed to him and police. Guthrie, who was working as a maid, took seven items from throughout the house but stored the jewelry under the master bedroom sink because she had no pockets or any other way to hide the items. Guthrie, who was arrested Monday night, was released from jail in January of last year after serving time for drug possession. College Station police also report an arrest from a convenience store burglary that took place June 7th. Surveillance video showed the suspect shattered the front glass door at the Chevron in Victoria and Graham. It then drove away after the alarm sounded. Vehicle information from the video led investigators to 18-year-old Cord Smith, who, according to the arrest report, confessed to what happened. Nothing was taken. Somewhere between freezing cold and scorching hot is ideal bike riding weather. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen reminds residents and students that when riding on the roadway, all traffic laws must be obeyed.
So they have to ride with traffic. They have to be as close to the curb as possible. You know, stop at all stop signs or signals. They need to use their arms to indicate which way they're going to turn. They have to yield right of way. I mean, so they have to obey all traffic laws if they're riding on the roadway.
McKeithen says wearing a helmet is not required by law, but can reduce the severity of possible injuries. Governor Rick Perry has made persuading top employers to move to Texas a centerpiece of his administration. California has been a prime target with what Perry calls the Golden State's high tax overregulated ways. But a New York Times Magazine story on Tuesday says Perry told the reporter he loves California and might even move there in January when his term ends. Perry's office noted the governor was asked if he could live anywhere in the U.S. other than Texas, where would it be? And according to a partial transcript provided by Perry's office, he replied, California if I could afford it, adding, why wouldn't you want to live there? Seriously? WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Already did it.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit FamilyInEstateLaw.com.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Any cloudiness around the region this morning will give way to sunshine. Temperatures today are going to make their way up to about 90 degrees. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm today, but activity looks like it would be relatively isolated. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, any clouds give way to partial sun. We're going to be 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine on Friday, chance of a storm. The highs Friday afternoon near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, where Johnny Football has inked a deal that they're estimating could be about $8.25 million. Bombers dropped their first of a road game. And a area fighter who's actually fighting Texas Aggie, he's in the MMA, he is moving from the league he's in now to the big show. He is going to the UFC, and we'll have more on that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
So I don't know, Patrick, what was the... You know, you didn't do the afternoon yesterday. Is that right?
No, that was Cat. That was Cat.
Okay.
I wrote most of it, though.
I just wondered what the temp was yesterday.
Oh, afternoon. She kept saying 92.
Yeah. That was the most uncomfortable 92 I can remember.
I couldn't agree more. It was miserable yesterday.
Well, but again, and you know, that's what we're dealing with this morning. I mean, we've already got 90% relative humidity. So I don't know that temp matters that much, and we don't have any heat indices mentions here, but, you know... It's just not very nice out there.
No, sir.
On the bright side, you can rehydrate by breathing deeply.
Well, that's a good point. That's right. You can just lay out there in the grass and your skin gets moisturized, either your sweat or the moisture in the air. So think about that today. Put on a flannel shirt and some corduroys and just lay out there in the yard about 2:30. See how that works for you. Yeah, I know. But nonetheless, actually, you know, down in the south part of the valley of the county, we got a little bit of rain yesterday morning. I mean, just...
I got rained on yesterday. I mean, it dumped.
It rained.
Really?
It rained here. Yeah, it rained here pretty good around 10 o'clock. Yeah.
That's always nice because that way, otherwise, the humidity is going to drop down and we wouldn't want that to happen. Yeah. So comes now the story of Sophie Dazzell. Sophie is 20 years old. Sophie is a topless model in Manchester, England. She's in trouble with the law because she skipped a court date on a charge of assaulting two police officers. I don't know the story on that, but it might be interesting. Anyway, she didn't make her court date because she'd flown to Belgium to get some augmentation surgery.
Well, that would be getting work done.
Yep. Sophie, who makes her living appearing on late-night grown-up TV programs. Really? They have those kind of shows over there, huh? Her quote, "My boobs and my appearance are more important than the law." All righty then. She said, "My career depends on it." Sophie, I just want to let you know, the law may impinge on that a little bit. Your career might not be quite what you would expect. Anyway, she's already racked up 11 convictions on various assault and vandalism charges.
Oh, she's a real class act then.
But she did what you would expect any 20-year-old to do. She brought a note from her doctor confirming that, in fact, she had been in surgery, so there was no way she could be in court.
It's gonna be a good, good.
It only seems fair.
That's right. I brought a note from my doc.
Together, we got a lot of info.
Can I hand it to you without using my hands? Oh, never mind.
This woman's never going to sink.
Oh, you saw a picture of Sophie. You went right for it, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
It's day 169 of the year. It is, in fact, National Splurge Day. That's how a lot of people get in financial trouble. They have way too many splurge days that they decide, well, I've just got to spend this on myself today because I need it. Anyway, it's also International Panic Day. Let you know about that. Oh, here, I'll turn those up. I'll turn those cards.
I know y'all were saying all sorts of witty things.
We were.
That's the funniest I've been in weeks.
I know. Here are two things that kind of tie in with one another. It's Go Fishing Day.
Okay.
And it's International Sushi Day.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, so, yeah. But unless you keep that seaweed and rice packed away at your house, you might let professionals do that. All right, for birthdays.
Birthdays, we are celebrating with Megan Rath, 28 years old, from Being Human, sci-fi show. David Gattoli. From Grimm is 34 years old. Blake Shelton, he's a country singer. He's 38. Elena De La Garza is 38. She was in L&O for quite a while. Ray La Matoya is 40. Nathan Morris, 43. He was in Boys to Men. Dizzy Reed, the keyboard player for Guns N' Roses, 51. Jude Cole, who had one hit, Baby It's Tonight, and that was it, is 54. Isabella Rossellini, 62 years old. Carol Kane.
She's a twin. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Other one is just not an actress. Yep.
I'll be darned.
Yep.
Carol Kane, 62 years old. She was Latka's wife on Taxi. And played Billy Crystal's wife in Princess Bride.
Yeah.
And Sir Paul McCartney, lead singer of Wings.
Oh, yeah, we'd mentioned that.
72 years old today.
Yeah, that's not very many of them. I got some half birthdays just in case. We ought to because he may not be around for the next one. Keith Richards, 70 and a half.
You never can tell.
We've been saying that for years.
He's already been embalmed.
Steven Spielberg is 67 and a half. Leonard Maltin, 63 and a half. Ray Liotta, 58 and a half. Ron White.
Tater!
Why not? 57 and a half. Brad Pitt, 50 and a half. Stone Cold Steve Austin, 49 and a half. And Christina Aguilera, 33 and a half. And a happy anniversary. This would have been John and Lorena Bobbitt's 25th anniversary, but it was cut short.
Morning Cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so a couple of years ago, you, the American taxpayer, spent $750,000 for a soccer field. But not any soccer field, a field for radical terrorists being held at Gitmo. Well, now we're coming to learn more details about what these prisoners experience at Gitmo. For example, these detainees are offered classes on resume writing and interviewing, how to build bombs, how to blow up Americans. They're also offered classes on computer familiarity, life skills, health, wellness, business, finance, language classes, and art classes. In addition, they have 100-plus TV channels available to them, along with video games and books and DVDs. You get to take up yoga if you want a baby, if you have a positive attitude. Guess what? And if you want to have a milk and honey farm, chances are you're up for release thanks to President Obama. That shows him that you've changed. What a joke.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I love summer, but you know that day of reckoning is coming when the electric bill arrives. Now you can fight back thanks to Blinds.com. Now they've got a spectacular selection of designer window coverings that'll block the sun's rays and keep your home cooler. Blinds.com. That's where smart listeners are cutting AC bills while transforming their rooms this summer. So hurry and score 10 to 25% off great summer-friendly products right now at Blinds.com. Their prices crush the prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man who's in the Federal Witness Protection Program told us he recently left his quiet, anonymous row house and went to Golfsmith. Because right now, when you buy $99 worth of Adidas golf apparel or shoes, you get a $25 gift card. And we hope Jimmy Collin of 3792 Morningside Lane becomes a regular... Oh, no. Right now, spend $99 or more on Adidas products and get a $25 gift card. Only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Jennifer to Steve.
This is Steve. Go ahead.
Can you send two volunteers to the ticket booth? We're getting backed up here.
Will do. They're on their way.
Keep your local event running smoothly with Texas Communications Rental Radios. Call us at 775-6239 for more information.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and pricing range. New items arrive often, some in multiple and some one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures waiting for you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday in the same location at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, next to Harry's in the Stack.
Any cloudiness around the region this morning will give way to sunshine. Temperatures today are going to make their way up to about 90 degrees. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm today, but activity looks like it would be relatively isolated. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, any clouds give way to partial sun. We're going to be 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine on Friday, chance of a storm. The highs Friday afternoon near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Back in the hot seat, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. General Motors chief executive will be back on Capitol Hill today. Mary Barra will face more questions from a House panel about the way recalls were handled by GM. Anton Valukas, the former U.S. attorney who worked with GM on its internal investigation, will appear with Barra. Americans are tuning in to World Cup soccer, at least when the U.S. team is playing. Monday night's match against Ghana was watched on TV by nearly 16 million people and set World Cup viewership records for ESPN and Univision. The game also drew 1.5 million viewers on ESPN's streaming app, and that set a record. Delta Airlines issued an apology after a well-intentioned Twitter posting drew criticism. Delta sent a tweet to congratulate the U.S. soccer team on its win over Ghana. It included a picture of a giraffe to represent Ghana, but many who saw the posting were quick to point out giraffes are not native to Ghana. Stock futures are a little higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Good morning, it's 623, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so, you know, there's 16 million people watching the World Cup. North Korea, famous for kind of trying to protect their citizenry from exposure to...
North Korea.
Or the rest of the world, well, for that matter. Yeah, just, you know. Did I say South Korea? I meant North Korea.
Yeah, that's okay.
Reclusive North Korea trying to separate their people. Here's what they did. They're doing taped versions of the World Cup.
Like they're making them up?
No. But like Saturday's match between England and Italy, was shown on Monday. And then Thursday's opening ceremony between Brazil and Croatia was aired a day late.
So they can edit?
Well, no. Basically, they have no video source for this, so what they're doing is actually stealing it from a South Korean network, and then they blur out their call letters or their network symbol so you don't know that. And, of course, the whole reason that happened is because North Korea's team didn't make the World Cup.
No.
Find it interesting that they even care for their citizenry enough that they would show them any World Cup at all, but... I guess maybe that's the one consolation they have. You get to live here, but we'll even let you watch the World Cup, albeit tape delayed.
It's a 625. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, being early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Temp 94. We were talking about a little while ago. The humidity is just probably not going to make it very pleasant. Chance of some pop-up showers at about 20%. And we'll continue this pattern. Well, now we're looking at all the way through Tuesday, meaning chance of showers maybe, but probably low to mid-90s, and then the lows will probably be in the middle 70s. Right now, relative humidity is 90%, 78 degrees, and 90% humidity. Yeah, so if you're out there, you know it. Overcast skies right now. We got other stuff coming up. Patrick's got the news for you in about 5 minutes.
Hey, friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance. They're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
You spend a third of your life sleeping, and while you're asleep, amazing things are going on in your body. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-990-4307, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-990-4307. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 1-800-990-4307. That's 1-800-990-4307.
While some people view sleep as little more than a nuisance,
I view sleep as a natural resource, like the air we breathe and the water we drink. But the lives we lead eat away at our sleep.
Kat Duff, author of the book The Secret Life of Sleep, says in addition to giving your body rest, sleep also provides other benefits.
While we're sleeping, so much is going on. We're still thinking and feeling in our sleep. We're remembering things. We're practicing our skills. We're weighing variables. We're solving problems.
Your behavior during the day can affect your ability to sleep well at night. For instance,
one of the things many people do is have a nightcap. That helps you fall asleep, but virtually guarantees that you're going to wake up later in the night and have a hard time falling back asleep. It also steals from the REM sleep, which is the dreaming sleep that really helps us process our emotional issues. Ideally, you wouldn't be eating a big meal right before bed, because if our bodies are busy digesting, it makes it harder for them to really rest.
For most of us, we're at our best after a good night's sleep.
Basically, the first several hours after your time of best sleep is going to be your time of best waking, and then we slowly go downhill after that. If you can get in an afternoon nap, even just 15, 20 minutes, that does wonders for refreshing and rejuvenating.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Family Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $56. The National Acrobats of the People's Republic of China performing Cirque Peking and Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live. The Opus Family Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. An hour of public comments during the Blinn College Board of Trustees meeting Tuesday night in Brenham focused primarily on the location of a proposed expansion. Cheryl Wink says she's living on Esther, or said she was living on Esther when the Bryan campus was being proposed, but has since moved, noting increased traffic in the area.
Fast forward almost 20 years, we moved to Emerald Forest. I live in Emerald Forest now, and now we have the same problem. We have Blinn knocking on our door to do the same thing, but this is a worse. The tract of land is smaller. The access is worse.
Jennifer Anderson says she attended Brenham High, Blinn College, and Texas A&M. She said she and her husband now live in Carter's Crossing in view of the Lintech building.
I respect Blinn. I respect the vision of Blinn. And I know that expansion is a part of that vision. But I also hope that Blinn will respect the opinions of the people who will directly be affected by a campus so close to home.
The board tabled a decision and says they'll announce a special meeting to further discuss the location later this month. College Station police report an arrest has been made in a convenience store burglary. On June 7th, the glass front door was shattered at the Chevron at Graham and Victoria, but nothing was taken, according to investigators who believe the burglar was scared away by the audible alarm. Store surveillance video identified the suspect's pickup, which led officers to 18-year-old Cord Smith of College Station, who, according to the arrest report, admitted to the burglary. A Bryan woman was arrested on Monday night on a charge of trying to take $3,400 of jewelry from a College Station home last September. 21-year-old Allison Marquez Guthrie was working as a maid at the time that she was caught by the homeowner. The jewelry was found under the sink in the master bathroom. Recent rains in the Brazos Valley have erased drought conditions, or at least reduced their severity in much of the Brazos Valley. Most of Texas could see much more rain this fall, courtesy of El Nino.
There has been a weather pattern shift to the far west of us.
And those temperatures are changing right now, with indications that El Nino is returning.
Meteorologist Joe Harris with the National Weather Service says that we will gradually begin to feel the effects of El Nino.
A little more rainfall during the fall and winter months, and usually it's a mild winter. There are periods of cold, but not like we saw last year.
The weather pattern could last for over a year. Emily Troub, TSN News.
In her campaign for governor, Wendy Davis is spelling out what she calls a vision for Texas economy. She's calling for pre-K and all Texas kids. She wants to reduce the amount of standardized testing. In doing so, she criticizes opponent Greg Abbott.
It doesn't take much looking to see that legislators like Abbott have turned Texas into a standardized testing factory that has given precious tax dollars to testing companies rather than to Texas classrooms.
Davis's plan also calls for more school spending, hiking the state's minimum wage, and a crackdown on payday lenders. And Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Abbott is out with his first TV spot ahead of the November election. Airing on Univision during Tuesday's World Cup soccer match between Mexico and Brazil, Abbott's mother-in-law and sister-in-law tell Spanish-speaking viewers about Abbott's values. WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity's the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
If you're thinking about switching up from your current provider to Suddenlink, now is the best time for you to bundle and save because it's the big switch event that's going on from Suddenlink. You get Suddenlink SL200 HD TV, 15-meg internet, and home phone service, all for only $30 per month per service when you bundle. There are never any contracts required, and you get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back, we promise, guarantee.
plus the fact that this is the best product lineup for switching up that's been available. Stop by your Suddenlink office if you want to at 4114 East 29th Street. Or for more information, you can sign up from their website, which is easier than ever, at suddenlink.com. There's video on demand movies that are going on. The Grand Hotel, the Grand Budapest Hotel and Lego Movie about to come out. Jack Ryan's already come out this month. RoboCop, Lone Survivor, they've already come out. And remember also that you've got Suddenlink to go out there available, so you can take your television, your entertainment with you no matter where you are. You're able to stream in your home too. There's so many ways for you to enjoy entertainment now from Suddenlink. So get in touch with them. Give them a call or stop by. And remember, it's easier than ever at the website, which is suddenlink.com.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
It's 636, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
It'll become partly sunny today. We could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures will climb to near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Any showers or thunderstorms diminish during the evening. Lows overnight 75. Sun tomorrow. There could be a thunderstorm later in the day. 90 to 95. Partly cloudy 75 tomorrow night. Lots of sun on Friday with the risk of a thunderstorm. The highs Friday afternoon, they're going to be up close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, I don't think I'm frustrated right
now. I sure would be. That's Tim Tadlock after losing the second game in the College World Series by just one run. In a real nail-biter, really, against Ole Miss yesterday. We'll have more on the College World Series. Also, Johnny Manziel signs his contract with the Cleveland Browns. The Bombers dropped a game to the Generals. We'll do that and a whole lot more for you coming up here in about 14 minutes.
So, all right, you know, we can't find the Lois Lerner emails. Oh, wait a minute. We can't find some other people's emails, too. Oh, dang. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and
liar!
I just said, this has got Patrick vibrating. I think he's just, you know, Chase used to auger himself into the ground. you may be up to your chin by about now, right over this whole, we lost the emails, and there's no way that we can find them.
Charles Krauthammer went on and on about this yesterday or day before, saying almost exactly the same thing Patrick did. I mean, almost verbatim.
Yeah.
There's no way they can't not find them.
I know I'm young and dumb, but this seems unprecedented, this level of just, I say it so you have to believe me.
Why don't you believe me? Yeah, it is.
Man.
So, House Ways and Means Committee pushing their hearing scheduled for next week up to Friday. They're gonna get going on this. The IRS commissioner will be pressed by Republicans to explain, first of all, why it took so long to even tell the lawmakers that it was that they were missing. And again, let me see. I'm not sure that I could think of any kind of short of them owing you money, the IRS, I can't think of any kind of correspondence that you would have with the IRS where you could answer, I'll get back to you in about a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They kind of expect us to answer them faster than that. So,
well, and you alluded to it, but these emails have been subpoenaed for 7 months.
Yeah.
And they said they lost them 2 years ago.
Yeah. And they didn't tell anybody then.
No.
Shh, we don't need to tell. Oh, all right, let's we'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. Shift over to the Benghazi thing now. You know, they got one of the terrorists, right? Ahmed Abu Qatala.
This seems strangely suspicious to me.
I'm glad you said it, because I was going to have to put on my tinfoil hat to say that.
Oh, wait a minute. We look like crap in front of the press, and the Benghazi thing's blowing up, and this is happening, and hey, let's do something good.
Right. The secret raid, which took place in Libya.
They've known where he was for a year.
Well, I don't know if they did, but CNN sure
did. Everybody did.
Can't find the airplane, but found this guy.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, he's smaller than an airplane. Oh, anyway. So he reportedly did not seem worried at all that he would be captured or seen. So now what happens? Okay, so we've got him, okay? So now what do we do? Civilian court, military tribunal, Guantanamo Bay, here at home, what do we do with him?
I think civilian, they were talking about reading him his Miranda rights.
Yeah. Now, John McCain thinks that he ought to be held at Guantanamo.
No, where, that's no good.
You know,
we know that's catch and release over there.
Yeah.
I like catch and release.
But,
that's good.
But you get to learn yoga and stuff before you leave, and you want to do that. That'd be fine. So now Patrick Leahy, for his part, he's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, pretty much scoffed at the idea when reporters asked him about it on the policy luncheon. He said, oh, for God's sake, we go to Guantanamo, the rest of the world says, how can you lecture us about secret prisons? He says, we go to our federal courts, we show the rest of the world we're brave, we can do it, we don't have to run and hide. I like our justice system. Lindsey Graham, for his part, wants the criminal prosecution put on hold so that he can be interrogated first. So we'll see how all that works out. You had the story this morning, which I think is just great. Here's Governor Goodhair. Vacations every year in San Diego. Goes to California about half a dozen times a year. And I understand, I love California.
It is beautiful.
California is a great state. It has a lot of diverse things. But, you know, it's not very friendly when it comes to business, and it's pretty dang expensive just to live there. Parts of it easy to get around. I mean, there's a
San Antonio. San Diego is one of those beautiful cities I've ever been in.
Sure. I mean, perfect weather and all that kind of stuff. But you know, you pay a price for that. So he's the New York Times Magazine does a piece on him. Came out on Tuesday, and obviously they caught him saying, "Hey, it's beautiful out here. Why would you not want to live here?" So funny. The notion of getting former Florida Governor Jeb Bush in the 2016 Republican presidential ticket just not going to die. The new rumor, many establishment Republicans will push for the Jebster to take the vice presidential nomination if the eventual GOP presidential nominee is perceived to be a solid right-leaning conservative that appeals to the party's base. Now, we've still got some time here, but, and, you know, I watched the Hillster yesterday. She got interviewed on Fox News for half an hour. And she did okay. She didn't screw up. But, I mean, you know, again, she was trying to defend the Obama administration on a whole lot of things, which makes it tough to come out looking good or regular. So I don't know. You know, if she doesn't run, who do the Democrats have if she decides not to run? And, again, she's 68 years old. She got $14 million advance for her book. She can probably go speak and make $250.
Oh, please make it Biden.
Yeah, for
please
everyone.
Pick Biden.
So, I mean, so I don't know that they've got anybody. So
she's going to run.
I'm not sure about that.
I've never been confident she was going to run.
I think she's going to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it might, but I'm just...
You hear that she was speculative of the Benghazi tape?
Yeah.
The thing that stirred the whole thing up?
Well, I love that, and then she...
I didn't think so.
Well, yesterday she actually said, you know, there may have been terrorists involved in that attack.
You know, you may be right.
Susan Rice didn't happen to use that word then. She was telling us there's a bunch of people who were hopped up on movie popcorn or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
They'd seen a movie and they had too much popcorn, so they decided to go do this? Yeah, right. So anyway. So we'll see how that comes out. But I'm not so sure that she will. So anyway, and now I guess you saw where this guy who's related to the Duck Dynasty people, Zach Dasher, may be running for Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. So, but I don't think he looks like them. I don't think he's got that long beard thing.
No beard.
Yeah, I mean, of course, a lot of politicians used to look like that on purpose. But
I don't think there's a single politician with a beard. I mean, a congressman. Maybe a short-cropped one.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's you very, very well could be. And, you know, the other thing is that Hillster may have a few tax questions to answer. Bloomberg News reports that despite their vocal support over the years of strong inheritance tax, Bilster and Hillster using financial planning strategies well known to the top 1% of U.S. American households as a way to minimize their tax bite.
Not the 1%.
Oh, yeah. Those moves would help shield some of their estate from the taxes that most other folks have to pay upon their death. Bloomberg reports that the Clintons have created residence trusts, did so in 2010 and shifted ownership of their New York house into them in 2011, according to federal tax records. So, how much are Bill and Hill worth?
No, they're poor, remember? It doesn't matter.
That's right. Under federal disclosure rules, followed by Hillary as Secretary of State, they listed their net worth, of course, in a broad range as they can. In single cash accounts from J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, they held between $5 and $25 million. They had two J.P. Morgan accounts in 2010 with a net worth as much as $50 million.
So somewhere in the neighborhood of 20, we'll call it, what, 73?
Oh, yeah.
Mil?
Well, maybe. I mean,
ballpark?
Just, yeah. I think it does prove one thing.
She's a liar?
Well, yeah. Both Republicans and Democrats like money. It's just that Republicans admit to it.
Yeah. Come on,
let's hit the road. Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS bunkhouse?
Just $199 a month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, rvstationonline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone, number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down, plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A mother will tell you there's no sound as sweet as the soft gurgling of a tiny baby held in her arms. I can only imagine the rush a composer feels hearing an original symphony performed for the very first time. We fill our lives with the sounds we love, and it can be that way too in your garden. Wise plant people maximize these grand experiences. I have a few of the ways, sweet sounds in the garden, right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to the heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to keep your garden healthy and strong. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil. It'll improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. This week, at Lowe's, purchase both Scotts Green Max Fertilizer and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. You'll save 20% off the regular price. That's at Lowe's in your neighborhood. Scotts, garden and heat drought recovery. You can do it. And for more information, go to Scotts.com. Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Our topic today is sweet sounds in the garden, and fountains take you out of the hot, dry Southwest and let you imagine, if only for the moment, that you're along a tumbling brook in a forested glade. The sound of bubbling water is one of the most pleasant sensory experiences we encounter outdoors. As proof, babbling stream sounds are on every sleep-soothing machine that you'll find sold in high-tech gadget places. Those sounds are that restful. Nestle your fountain back in among shrubs so it won't be immediately noticeable. Plumb it carefully so the water will stay where you want it. Have a receiving pool if you need to recycle the water, and then sit back and listen to the enriching soft sounds. Water courses spilling down a hillside work the very same way. If your landscape has natural grade changes, perhaps you can work them into a waterway, a little stream bed. It'll need to look natural, like it was there when the house was built, so hire a skilled landscape contractor to plan and install it. It will open up entirely new options in landscaping, as suddenly you have a stream bank to call your home. Meanwhile, the same water will come down your hill, return to the earth, actually into the recirculating pump, and head back up to the top of the course to begin life again. Birds bring joy and excitement to gardens each month of the year, from their spirited feeding over the late fall and winter to nesting and singing during the spring and summer. Birds are as much a part of our gardens as the flowers we grow there. Use bird seeds that attract a nice array of good songbirds. Black oil-type sunflower seeds seem to work the best. Buy a bird book and mark the ones that visit your garden, and then buy a CD of their songs and learn to recognize your visitors even when you can't see them. There are even apps that will help you identify birds from their sounds. Wind chimes prove that there is air movement even at high temperatures. That can be psychologically helpful on long summer afternoons. Wind chimes are available in all tones, from gentle high pitches to deep resonant sounds. The deeper the tone, the larger the tubing. The larger the tubing, the larger the clapper must be, and the stronger the wind must blow to cause the chime to sing. Outdoor speakers let you bring your music outside with you, and that can be very soothing. Your garden should be a living room, a den of your life. Surround yourself with plants and sounds that make that experience as enriching as possible. I'm Neil Sperry. Plant stresses of the summer in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. A&M quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel has agreed to terms on a contract with the Cleveland Browns. Manziel, the 22nd overall selection in the NFL draft, will compete with Brian Hoyer to be the team's starting signal caller. Terms were not released, but the NFL rookie wage scale projected Manziel's deal to be worth about $8.25 million for a year. The Brazos Valley Bombers dropped their first of two road games at Riverside Stadium last night, losing to the Victoria Generals 7-4. Game two against the Generals is tonight in Victoria at 7 o'clock, and then the Bombers return home to Cellucor Field tomorrow for a four-game homestand. And by the way, Brazos Valley Bombers first baseman G.R. Hinesley has been named TCL Player of the Week after batting .500 with five RBIs and a pair of stolen bases. Well, now to something a little unusual. We don't generally talk about MMA here, but Bubba Bush is an Aggie graduate and a local mixed martial arts fighter. He is the champion of a small fighting company called Legacy, and this past weekend he successfully defended his middleweight title. Instead of, however, another title defense, the Fightin' Texas Aggie, as he's known, Bubba Bush will be heading to the UFC, which is the equivalent of moving from AAA to the majors. In his debut fight, he will be taking on RFA middleweight champ Kevin Casey. Bush Casey will fight on the undercard of UFC 175, which is July 5th in Las Vegas.
Swung on, launched to left center, up the alley, and nobody's there, and that's going to the wall. Donaldson around third, he'll score. Coco's right behind him. He comes to the plate. Here's the throw. It's off one. He scores, and Norris delivers once again. It's 10-6 in favor of the A's.
That's where it wrapped up, and Derek Norris was on fire, hit a home run, and drove in five runs as the Athletics held off the Rangers 10-6. Texas stays in Oakland for an afternoon game today. First pitch at 2:05. Texas Rangers have recalled left-hander Aaron Pedroia from AAA Round Rock. And by the way, Washington edged Houston 6-5. They play again in D.C. tonight at 6:05. In the College World Series, Texas Tech had a back-and-forth struggle with Ole Miss in the elimination game yesterday afternoon, but ended up falling 2-1. Red Raiders coach Tim Tadlock wasn't necessarily upset with the loss as much as he was dropping two games by only one run.
Well, I don't think I'm frustrated right now. I mean, obviously you replay the game over in your mind, and I take every situation we had in both these games. Take every guy we had at the plate with men on. We take every play we had. We take every guy we had on the mound against their guys in both games.
In the second game last night, Daniel Pinheiro's sacrifice fly scored Thomas Woodruff in the bottom of the 15th inning to give Virginia a 3-2 victory over TCU. Pinheiro fouled off two squeeze bunt attempts against Trey Deakle before he lofted a fly ball into center field. TCU plays Ole Miss in the elimination game tomorrow. University of Texas has UC Irvine tonight at 7 o'clock. After being laid up with a bad back and a back surgery over the offseason, how much does Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo want to practice during this week's minicamp? Well, he went so far as to snag Caleb Heinen's jersey and sneak into the huddle trying to get in for yesterday's practice. Head coach Jason Garrett caught him, though.
He got in the huddle and he broke the huddle. And then, you know, it was pretty obvious that the jersey was a little snug on him. So that's when I looked at it and said, get him out of the huddle.
On now to the Houston Texans, where head coach Bill O'Brien had named their starting quarterback yesterday as well.
When I came into the 8 a.m. team meeting this morning, I told the team that Ryan Fitzpatrick is our starter at quarterback. He's a guy that's earned the job, and the other three guys are working hard and battling it out for number two. They've all four of them have put in a lot of good work. But at the end of the day, Ryan Fitzpatrick's our starter.
We'll hop over to the NBA, where LeBron James said he remains uncertain if he will opt out of the remaining 2 years of his Miami Heat contract and will take a vacation with his family before contemplating anything having to do with the future.
I haven't even began to even wrap my mind around my mind been on what happened in the finals and, you know, the disappointment in myself not being able to come through for the team and to help us win. I need to get away with my family, you know, before I even start to think about, you know, what happens next.
James was among the Heat players who met with the coaching staff for the season-ending exit interviews 2 days after the demoralizing loss in five games to the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Finals. We'll wrap things up in the World Cup, where Brazil played Mexico to a 0-0 draw, which was a big surprise. Russia and South Korea drew it one apiece.
Algeria looking for the free kick and not getting it on the counter-attack. Belgium, is there to be a winner in this game for the Belgians? What a chance! Is it? Yes, it is! 2-1! Dries Mertens, another sub, another goal!
Belgium beat Algeria 2-1 late. On tap today, Australia and the Netherlands at 11, Spain and Chile at 2, and Cameroon and Croatia at 5 o'clock. The U.S. plays Portugal on Sunday. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
There can be a mystery to buying tires. I mean, you like to get the price. Okay, here's the size. Well, wait, they've got another size that's pretty close, it sounds like, and so let me get that one because I like the price. Guys at BCS Tires and Lifts want to remind you, you need to have the right vehicle, you need to have the right tire on your vehicle. That has to do not only with the size of it, but how are you going to drive your car? Where are you going to drive it? And is it used on a regular basis at high speed? Is it traffic, stop and go? Those are the kind of things that really allow you to match a tire to your vehicle. But also understand there's a whole lot more to making sure that your tires last a long time. Proper inflation, proper rotation, you know about that. But also there's your suspension. Well, the folks at BCS Tires and Lifts do all that kind of work as well. What they want to do is make sure that you have just the right tire for your vehicle. And since they're a local company, I mean, Aggie-owned and operated, they want to make sure that you're a satisfied customer so you can keep coming back. And, you know, even though it's a single store, they are part of the Tire Pros Network. And the Tire Pros are 30,000 dealers around the nation that give you warranty service and roadside assistance after you make your buy. So get in touch with the folks at BCS Tires and Lifts for tires, for any of your suspension. Give them a call at 696-3200. They're right next door to Copy Corner on Texas Avenue in College Station. Give them your keys and put your mind at ease at BCS Tires and Lifts.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down. You need to stay cool.
They'll make sure that happens while they fix yours. 690-2278. High today, about 92 or so. No mention of the heat index being high, but the humidity will be up there. Those temps will probably hang on all the way through Tuesday with a slight chance of showers. It's 78 now. WTAW, College Station Bryan at 7 o'clock.